Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you along with Jason Quitt. Let me tell you a little bit about our guest, author of Astral Genesis, Astrological Keys to the Gods and Egyptian Postures of Power, Mysticism, Movements, and Meditations. Jason has been teaching and lecturing on the subjects of mysticism, out-of-body experiences, astral projection, meditation in Qigong since 2010. He has been studying various energy modalities and spiritual practices since 2002. After graduating from the Institute of Energy Wellness back in 2005, Jason has continued this incredible journey into the ancient systems of mysticism, metaphysics, wellness, and shamanism, and continues to this day. Jason, welcome back to the program. How have you been?
I've been good. It's good to be back. It's good to hear your voice.
And it was good seeing you at Beyond Belief when we did that taping.
It was a lot of fun.
You did a great job for us. How did you get involved in mysticism?
That is a tough question because it came out of left field. I was dealing with sleep paralysis back in my early 20s. And I didn't know what was going on with me. I was having these episodes where I would go to sleep at night and I would wake up, but my body was still asleep. And it was very terrifying. I didn't know what was happening to me. And I started to open up to this other world, this other paranormal world. And through sleep paralysis and trying to get out of sleep paralysis, I started to notice that there was a consciousness inside my body that was separate from my physical body consciousness. So in these states, my body would be paralyzed. I would feel something in the room. I was not alone. And I started to panic. And as I'm panicking, I'm trying to wake my body up. And it's almost like my physical body became an Egyptian sarcophagus.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be basically rolling around or trying to shift or move inside my body, trying to wake myself up. And one night I just had it, and I was violently shaking inside my body to wake myself up. And I shook so hard that I actually popped out of my body, just like in what people describe in near-death experiences, I found myself outside of my body, looking down at myself in bed. And it was like a real slap in the face of reality. At that moment, I knew that this wasn't a dream, that I was out of my body in some other space. And I noticed at the foot of my bed, there was a very tall being, or a shadow-like being, standing at the edge of my bed. And this scared me so much that I immediately thought that I died.
Oh, jeez.
It's like, okay, I'm out of my body. I see the Grim Reaper standing at the foot of my bed. And I was so scared that I got sucked right back into my body and woke up in a panic. And it was at that moment that I realized that there is consciousness outside of our physical reality, and we exist outside of the physical in a spiritual sense. And ever since that episode, ever since I left my body for the first time, something inside of me awakened, and it was this astral body or other consciousness that is myself, it is me, and there is a state between waking and dreaming. And if you start to fall asleep and you catch this moment between going to sleep and waking up, the inner body, the astral body, has an opportunity to awaken. So I learned about this just naturally, going through these episodes of sleep paralysis, and I became so fascinated about this experience and so fascinated about this other world that even though it was extremely frightening at first, I wanted to go out again. I wanted to feel that again and experience that again, and I knew how to do it through going to sleep in a meditative state, keeping my mind awake as the body falls asleep. And in that very short amount of time in between, that inner body awakens and you can start to shift and move and push yourself out. And this is where I got my start. This is where I started to leave my body, and my entire world changed. And this is where I started to really get into mysticism and, you know, what is going on. We are not taught about this. This is a human experience, and many, many people, I'm sure many people that are even listening right now, have experienced exactly what I'm talking about.
Did you have any help from anybody, or did you have to teach yourself all by yourself?
I had to teach myself all by myself, but I believe that, like the shadow at the foot of my bed, I believe that that was an initiator. It wasn't there to harm me. It was only there to show me how to get into that state. And trust me, I was very fearful, always terrified of this thing. But over the years, it's never harmed me or done anything other than show me that there is something more to this than just physical life.
I'm talking with Jason Quitt. His website is thecrystalsun.com, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. He's also on Twitter, or we would call it X these days, Jason, wouldn't we?
Oh, yes.
And we'll take calls with Jason next hour here. Jason, you wrote a number of books, which we'll get into, but one of them was called Egyptian Postures of Power, Salute to the Sun. Tell me about that. What are Egyptian postures?
Egyptian postures comes from my discoveries of leaving my body. So there was a time where I was very into Qigong. I'm still into Qigong. And basically what it is that by standing in meditative postures, we connect to the universal life force energy, or Qi, and we can cultivate that and move that energy through our bodies using various postures, just like yoga. And I started to have these out-of-body experiences where I was taken back to these temples in Egypt, and there would be a person standing in a room, just like the statues, and they would be standing in a posture, left foot forward, their arms were out in a position, and instinctively I knew I had to stand in front of them and copy the position they were standing in. And when I did this, I felt something open up above my head, and it felt like a waterfall of very warm solar energy moving through every cell of my body. And these were very profound experiences. So when I would come back to the physical and wake up in this world, I'd still be in bed in those postures, and I would still feel the energy moving through me. And when I would break the posture, the energy would stop. But then when I saw the Egyptian statues, because everybody has an Egyptian book in their house, I flipped through the book, and I saw that these statues were all standing in these postures that I was being shown in these out-of-body experiences. And it just clicked that these statues are a teaching. They're showing you a specific knowledge, a spiritual knowledge, and they're showing you a way that energy moves or cultivates through the body by standing in various postures. So I went on this long road of research and discovery and trying to find what these postures meant, what would happen when you stand and meditate in these postures. And I found that the connection to this type of energy work is found all over the world. It's very popular in China. We call it Qigong.
Mm-hmm.
I started to religiously practice this, and I would practice Qigong and the Egyptian postures 3-4 times a day. And I started to really feel and open up to the energy world. You know, when I was leaving my body at night and having these, you know, crazy experiences.
And would you do this often?
Yes, I would leave my body. There was a time around 2002 to about 2007, I believe. There was a good 5 years where it was hard to stay in my body. I would leave my body at least once or twice a week. And then after
it's intense.
Yes, it's intense. And I tell people, you know, the first 500 times is very scary. But after that, it kind of just becomes a normal experience of just a part of the dreaming process that you can tap into. And this is where I really started to get involved in the spiritual community, because I was basically alone. Like, this is back at the time before YouTube. You know, so everybody today is, you know, when this stuff happens, they'll go and search Google, or they'll go on YouTube or TikTok and watch videos. When this was happening to me, I had to go to the library.
Exactly.
try to find books on the subject.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How did the ancients, Jason, understand this much more than many people do today?
I believe that the ancient people were very much connected to the earth and to the stars and to themselves. It was a completely different world where, you know, there wasn't TV to distract them or the media to completely distract. They would have to live in the system of nature or they wouldn't survive. And when you're living in the cycles of nature, you have to know the cycles of the earth, you have to know the cycles of the stars, you have to know the elements, what's good for you, what's not good for you. And I believe that they had a more general sense of feeling, more like a psychic intuition of feeling energy. And because of this, they were more in tune of how energy affects them, how different times of day energetically affects them, what types of food and elements affect their energies. So over long periods of time, they would map this understanding of what is energetically good and how to cultivate energy, how to work with energy. And back then, it was also part of healing. So if there was, and we still have this today in shamanism, and native cultures around the world, is that when there are issues in the energetic body, instead of looking for a physical way to work with that, they would use energetic modalities to work with the energy to relieve those symptoms. And, you know, we have that today in acupuncture, mm-hmm. Hands-on healing, energy healing, remote healing. Using, you know, if you go to shamanistic communities, they use the spirit world. You know, they work with the plants, they work with the elements, they work with the spirit world, and they ask and guide the energy to do something for that person. So it's still very much alive, but in our modern world, especially in Western culture, it's just superstition and it's just passed off as, you know, they're still living in the dark ages and they don't understand. But by doing this, we're really cutting off a massive part of the human experience that our ancestors, all of our ancestors, it doesn't matter where you come from, knew about what we're talking about. Knew about the spiritual world, knew about the energy world, and knew how energy affects us. And it's very, very simple. Like, the earth has energy, gets it from the sun. The moon moves the waters. It's a dynamic flow of energy constantly. And, you know, if we don't move, we'll become sick. You know, so we have to constantly move just to have action in our physical bodies to stay healthy. We need to eat the right food, the right energy to maintain our health. And the moment we stop doing that, we start to weaken ourselves. So it's a mirror effect. It's if we don't take care of the physical body, we're going to have physical issues. If we don't take care of the spiritual body, we're going to have spiritual issues. And this is where we start to get into the whole shamanic idea of entities and spirits and things that can actually damage or influence our energetic systems that can actually trickle down and have an effect on the physical body.
And you believe in demons, that they're out there too?
Yes, I do. And I've experienced entities that you would call demons. Over the years, I've changed my perspective drastically on the subject. And the way that I see entities today is that they are manifestations of wounds, of trauma, of emotions, of thought forms. And they are basically, they can be considered a teacher, because if they attach to you or if they're influencing you, basically they are showing you a part of your energetic system that is wounded. They're showing you a piece of your energy that is weakened. And by knowing those areas, you can actually start to work on it and heal that energy in your own body. And you're also working on that entity to disconnect it. And so basically you become stronger and you get rid of all these things. And this is one of the first lessons that was being taught to me when I started leaving my body. Because I was having contact, but I wouldn't call it alien contact. It was a spiritual contact out of the body. And what I was told is that my energetic field is very weak. They basically said that my energy field was like Swiss cheese.
Was weak? And if you were weak, we're all weak.
Oh no! This is at the beginning. This is the start of the journey.
Ah, okay.
And basically, they said that if I was going to continue leaving my body, I would actually get into a lot of trouble because I would attract different entities to me, which did happen. So once you leave the body, it's like you're a light, and you know the moths come at you.
You're open for anything when that happens.
That's right. So it is very scary. Like I said, it's a terrifying.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, A Story of California Corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.